Outline by Rachel Cusk. It was nearly 30 years since his first marriage ended, and the further he got from that life, the more real it became to him. Or not real, exactly, he said. What had happened since had been real enough. The word he was looking for was authentic. His first marriage had been authentic in a way that nothing ever had again. The older he got, the more it represented to him a kind of home, a place to which he yearned to return. Though when he remembered it honestly, and even more so when he actually spoke to his first wife, which these days was rarely, the old feelings of constriction would return. All the same, it seemed to him now that that life had been lived almost unconsciously, that he had been lost in it, absorbed in it as you can be absorbed in a book, believing in its events and living entirely through and with its characters. Never again since had he been able to absorb himself. Never again had he been able to believe in that way. Perhaps it was that, the loss of belief, that constituted his yearning for the old life. Whatever it was, he and his wife had built things that had flourished, had together expanded the sum of what they were and what they had. Life had responded willingly to them, had treated them abundantly, and this, he now saw, was what had given him the confidence to break it all. Break it with what now seemed to him to be an extraordinary casualness, because he thought there would be more.